Hey, this is Big Mark for America. Today is Wednesday, October 7, 2015, and I want to talk to you about free education. Back in the 1960s, the federal government offered to start giving money to the local school districts. That was under President Johnson, big-time liberal Democrat, big-time racist, by the way. A very principled Republican, Barry Goldwater, was against that, and he used an old Arab proverb to explain. He said, once the camel gets its nose in the tent, the rest of the camel will follow. And sure enough, once the federal government started giving free money to local schools found out that it wasn't really free. They had to comply with this requirement, they had to comply with that regulation, and all the while they're looking for more and more money. So they're trying to get more money from the federal government, they're having to do more to get it. Fast forward to 2015, every public school in the country receives money from the federal government for education and has gotten to the point where these public schools feel that they cannot live without that money. And they're really having to bust their butts to comply with all these different requirements in order to get that money. And so they're focused on things other than education in order to get federal money, which they believe they can't live without. Basically, every public school in the country is a crack whore hooked on federal money. Now, these politicians are talking about making your community college free. Take a look at what has happened in public education, K-12, in the past 50 years. You go back 50 years, kids graduated high school, they knew how to do lots of basic math, they knew how to read and write, they understood something about how the government works, they knew some geography. Fast forward to today, even the above average kids are coming out of high school and they're having trouble with the basics. They're having trouble with stuff that they should have learned by the time they finish grade school. This is the result that we have. Now, politicians talking about making your community college free by having the federal government pay for it. What's going to happen to the quality of community college education if the federal government starts paying for it? Also, there are politicians that are offering you 4 years of free college, you know, universities, four-year degree, free. Federal government's going to pay for it. What's going to happen to the quality of that education if the federal government's going to pay for it? And how is a nation that's $20 trillion in debt, which has $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities, stuff that they promised that they can't pay for, how are they going to pay for your free education? Till next time, I'm out.